From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. August posted increases in both consumer spending and personal income, but Wells Fargo economist John Sylvia says much of the rise in incomes is due to the extension of jobless benefits.
The income growth continues to move forward along with consumer spending. I think it's important to note that income growth without the farm income and transfer payments was actually flat.
The manufacturing sector lost a little steam in September. The Institute of Supply Management says while manufacturing increased for the 14th month in a row, it was at a slower pace. Meantime, China's reporting a sharp increase in its manufacturing. Influential Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is among those endorsing a second term for Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. NPR's Kelly McEver says the move could end a seven-month-long political impasse.
The announcement was made by the National Alliance, a group of Shiite politicians that includes the anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and other Shiite blocs that have close ties to Iran. Sadr's support for Maliki was critical to the nomination. His bloc had fiercely opposed Maliki, who sent Iraqi troops along with U.S. forces to defeat Sadr's Mehdi army in 2008. The nomination could end months of political wrangling, since elections in March netted no clear winner. The other top vote-getter in the election, the party of former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, has threatened to boycott the political process if Maliki is named Prime Minister again. Analysts say a boycott by Alawi, who's backed by the country's Sunnis, could reignite sectarian tensions. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
There's a changing of the guard of sorts at the White House today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama said goodbye to Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, who plans to run for mayor of Chicago.
In a lavish East Room ceremony, President Obama thanked Emanuel for his tireless service over the last 2 years. He also introduced the man who will replace Emanuel, at least temporarily, in the Chief of Staff's office.
I don't think anybody would disagree that Rahm is one of a kind. I am very fortunate to be able to hand the baton to my wise, skillful, and longtime counselor, Pete Rouse.
Rouse has worked for Mr. Obama since he was elected to the Senate 6 years ago, and Rouse has decades of experience on Capitol Hill. Rouse is much more camera shy than his high-profile predecessor, but Mr. Obama says he's known around the White House for his ability to fix problems. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Chevron is about to begin exploratory drilling in waters off the northern coast of Scotland now that Britain has approved the first permit for deepwater drilling following the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Greenpeace is threatening legal action. Checking stocks, the Dow up 29, NASDAQ down 2, S&P up 3. This is NPR. Search teams are out on Falcon Lake on the Texas-Mexico border looking for a 30-year-old American who was shot in the head after being accosted by pirates. Michael Hartley's wife told police they were fired on while in Mexican waters. She fled on her personal watercraft back to U.S. soil. Authorities are issuing a warning to boaters to stay on the U.S. side of the lake. They dotted all the I's and crossed the T's, so the new partnership between United and Continental is official today. But Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports there could still be some turbulence from the pilots' union.
It may still be a while before passengers see the new Chicago-based United Airlines, but stock traders are noticing the difference. The new company, United Continental Holdings Incorporated, made its debut on the New York Stock Exchange today. Jerry Lieber is a spokesman for the pilots' union with United. He says legally, the merger might be done, but there's still a ways to go with union negotiations.
You can have the best contract in the world, but if you don't have scope, which defines what jobs are ours, then it's not much good.
Lieber says there are nearly 10,000 unionized pilots at United and Continental who still have to work out how to become one organization. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
Bargain hunters can get a real deal for sponsoring Super Bowl 45 in Texas. The Associated Press says the Dallas Host Committee is dropping the price for sponsorships from $1 million to just over $700,000 because the game is just a couple months away. The Dallas Morning News says the committee has 13 founding sponsors. That is still too short of the committee's goal. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.